If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen with us from Block Club Chicago with news about the CTA's red line. And I guess this is good news, isn't it?
Yeah, I think a lot of people on the south side would say so. And good morning, Bob. Hello, everyone. The federal transit officials have formally agreed to put about $2 billion towards the CTA's plan to extend the red line. And if this sounds familiar, it's because it is. This has been in the works for a long time, to extend the red line from 95th Street down to 130th Street. And they got a lot of funding to help make this happen, thanks to the infrastructure bill that was signed a couple years ago under President Biden. And there was no real inkling that maybe this would go away when the administration changes on the January 20th. President Trump did try and rally some lawmakers against the bill when it was passed 3 years ago. He had made no official comments that he would strip that money from officially going to the Red Line extension project that we know of, but officials wanted to get it done. They wanted the dots to be T's and I'd and everything and signed before January the 20th, and they were able to lobby and get that done just about last week, so about 10 days mm-hmm. before President Trump takes office. A similar thing happened after Barack Obama was leaving office for red and purple line work that was done in 2017. They wanted to get it done before President Trump took office the first time. Again, there was no comments from the president-elect that he was going to strip this money away, but people said, well, it's been allocated for this, but until the money actually transfers hands, let's make sure that it gets done. I mean, this is a much anticipated project on the far south side. I will say the costs have ballooned considerably, which will come as no surprise to anyone who watches these public projects. In 2023, so, you know, a year or so ago, September of 2023, the cost has gone up about $2.5 billion on what it would expect it to do. So,
yeah, it never goes down, does it?
No, it never does, Bob. But so those funds have now been allocated officially.
The agency plans to build new stations at 103rd and 111th, and also, let's see, at Michigan Avenue near 116th and 130th, near the Altgeld Gardens public housing project. But is anybody even guessing as to when this might happen? If it does?
Right. No. You know how it works. There'll be some golden shovels in the ground. 2030, which, you know, 2030 sounds really far away, Bob, but when I realized when I was looking at that is now only 5 years away, which is a whole other topic for a whole other day about how crazy that is. They think 2030 could be when it is. It was extended to 95th Street back under first Mayor Daley back in 1969, and that's where it stopped since. So for a lot of folks, as the South Side has expanded, especially down past to 130th Street, a lot of people have been calling for this for 50 years. And here we go. We're going to get it.
All right. Let's get to the breaking rat news now. This is from Roscoe Village. What's happening?
All right. Everyone thought you were done with the rat hole stories. Nope. We got one more here for you. It was a year ago on Friday that the world was officially introduced to the Chicago rat hole. If you were somehow in a rat hole of your own and you don't remember, this was a cement imprint in the sidewalk in Roscoe Village, just east of Damon on Roscoe. And it looked like a rat or a squirrel or something. It had been in the neighborhood, some people say, for decades, after they think maybe a squirrel either jumped in the cement when they were pouring the concrete, or maybe it's a rat, or maybe someone did it with a big plastic thing. Anyways, it's been a year since that story blew up. The neighbors were starting to complain because people were having weddings at the rat hole and dropping money in the rat hole, and the city actually removed the entire sidewalk slab, and we got to thinking we weren't the only ones wondering where the heck is that slab right now. People miss it. Well, it is safe and sound in the city's streets and sanitation department. It has been encased and preserved at City Hall, and it will stay there until the city finds a proper place to store it and display it soon. So they are telling everyone that it is in good hands. They still have plans to display the rat hole somewhat prominently at some point, so everyone can sleep a little easier now that I've told you that.
We can be proud of our city once again.
Can't we, Bob?
And finally, the finalists are in for Chicago's You Name a Snowplow contest. And I must say that, you know, a couple of them are pretty creative and clever. Plower to the people, catch my drift. But then you get some that are pretty stupid. Bozo the Plown, really?
Oh, you don't like Bozo the Plown?
Oh,
No, yeah. That's a little bit of a stretch. Well, when you've done a contest for 4 years, there's only so many puns you can make to name a snowplow. And I just want to point something out, Bob. This was mine and Dave Ennett's idea about 4.5 years ago. Dave, I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, remember this? I take credit for this.
I will take full credit as well as having been the first car on the express lanes this morning. But go ahead, Joe.
Yes, I was filling in for you, Bob, once over the winter break, and Dave Ennett and I, and Steve Grzanich, I'm sure, jumped in too, decided to start naming Chicago snowplows. And then a couple weeks later, lo and behold, there's Streets and Sands having a snowplow naming contest.
They're listening.
They are. Past winners include Skilling It, Ernie Snowbanks, Mrs. O'Leary's Plow, Sears Plower, Sleet Home Chicago. Some of the finalists this year include the Alder Plowitarium, Plowin' in the Wind, the Arctic Institute of Chicago, Been There, Plowed That, Snower Whacker, which I like, right? I like naming it after a street. That sort of makes sense to me. The Chili Goat Tavern. That's okay. Cold Style. That's not bad. Plow Casso. But again, there's 50 finalists every year. This is the fifth year they're doing. That's 250 finalists. We're going to run out of ideas here pretty soon, I'm pretty sure.
And they never. Go ahead, Dave.
No, they never went for an original idea, John. Chicago's very snowing.
Yes, there, that was a good one.
Well, you know what? Write it in, because Chicagoans can vote on the top six names until January 21st, right?
Yeah, January 21st is when the competition is in. We'll have to write it in next year, because these are the final 50 finalists, they say. So no write-in candidates are allowed, I don't think.
Oh, no.
So that'll be for next year. But we have a link to where you can cast your ballots. And they haven't been used all that much this year, though, Bob. I guess a little bit over the weekend, but...
Tom freaking Skilling.
BlockClubChicago.org for more. John Hanson, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Have a good one.